When we see the same things happening across the country and the globe, it's not by accident. But without adequate means for us to discuss what we're seeing, which is never provided by the punditry, it's difficult to piece together the pattern and act on it. For some time now, I've been looking around what once was an open and easygoing college town and thinking, all of a sudden, it's like Wild West time around here. And I know it's not Berkeley alone. This is all over the globe. We are these frogs in warming water getting conditioned to accept the heat. Let's jump out, brothers and sisters. Let's jump out and reclaim possession of our kitchen and brew us up some healthy self-confidence to turn the false hearts out so we can begin to live as free beings. As confirmation that it's happening all over, just now as I wrote these words, I heard an interview with a New Yorker staff writer who's written an article on civil asset forfeiture about how a militarized network of police forces is stealing folks' property because they can and because they are told to. Let's always add that. Of course they are following orders. How else could there be such a synchronized pattern? And don't you follow bosses' orders? So let's not demonize cops, as that's exactly what power wants. Anyway, during this interview, it was called in, and a woman called in from Mendocino County and reported that police there are using suspicion of a crime as an excuse to strip search teenagers and confiscate homes. She said, quote, in northern Mendocino County, a lot of the police activity is on the part of the police force. And by the by, I don't think it's happenstance that twice in recent months, a young African-American dad with an infant child was shot and killed here in the Bay Area. The first when the father was pulling or putting his baby out of a car seat. And most recently, this father and baby were asleep in a car. Now, it could just be unpaid racists in love with a fantasy of, well, we know what, but it could also be that loving African-American fathers is not part of the picture of the republic that these power guys have. If you are power and you have a picture of the world you want, your resources are such, because the planet is, you know, divvied up and done for the most part, control of it. Your resources are such that you can pay people to do the snipping away of what doesn't reinforce that picture, which makes the work on the policy end simpler. Remember, always remember, they're trying to reinforce a vision they're moving towards. Little by little, they're very systematic and methodical and determined. And three catastrophic train accidents within a brief period, all in places where they're trying to overcome opposition to pipeline construction, that could be coincidence or it could be not. We have to learn to see and recognize patterns quickly, but while we stay focused on a global common vision of our own. That is to say, once we see the pattern overall, we have to start developing our own overall pattern. I hope we won't let activism rest in this collection and dissemination of horrors, which is all I hear. Power is manufacturing horrors in oceans globally. We can't keep up with that, nor should that be what we're about, keeping up with that and just reporting back. Ad infinitum, we've been doing that since class began. They can manufacture them so fast because they have an original, a form, as Plato called it, of state by which they operate that serves them as guide. We have to have our own picture that we systematically watch unfold, and exponentially so, as the fact of our numbers means that if we could coordinate and concentrate our seeing, we'd be there in triple time.